Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt Housing and Homeless Coalition released a finalized statistics report on the homeless population in Humboldt County earlier this afternoon. A total of 1,319 individuals, which includes 32 children, are considered homeless, which is 265 more than counted during a similar study conducted in 2013. Statistics also show that Eureka makes up 56.3% of the homeless population in the county, with Arcata coming in second, making up 15%, as well as Southern Humboldt making up 13%. Age demographics also show that 26% of the homeless population consist of individuals under the age of 18, while people between the age of 35 to 45 make up the highest percent at 27. Individuals between the ages of 26 to 34 make up 22% of the homeless population as well. The Yurok Tribal Police has released updated numbers regarding the marijuana garden sweep in the Witchpeck area. At least 55,000 plants have now been eradicated during the now 10-day operation. During that time, 20 search warrants have been served, at least 1,000 pounds of processed marijuana has been seized, and each scene has turned up several environmental hazards as loads of garbage, car parts, and other types of trash have been disposed of. Tribal police have remained on scene in the area all this week after the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office completed their end of the operation last Friday. At the request of the League of Women Voters, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors have sent a letter to the FCC opposing the transfer of Sudden Link control to the Altus Corporation. The letter cites the issues of absentee ownership as well as local concern regarding underpayment of public education and government fees that Sudden Link owes to Access Humboldt. Executive Director of Access Humboldt, Sean McLaughlin, said in a statement that they are working with the county and cities to give Sudden Link a chance to do the right thing, but owners are putting corporate profits over the interest of communities they serve in Humboldt County. He also added that maybe the new owners will make good and ensure that Sudden Link pays reasonable fees and help rebuild local trust in their management. Starting on Monday, the City of Eureka will look to gain public input regarding development concepts for the area between C and F Streets behind the boardwalk. The city will hold a series of workshops next week which will include presentations of the area's history, a discussion of the area's constraints, and possible ideas for the area. The public will also have a chance to work with professional architects to encompass residential visions of what the area should look like. The week of workshops will conclude on July 31st with a presentation of the final concepts. Earlier this afternoon, the Arcata Fire District released the recipients of four awards from their 76th annual awards dinner in Arcata, which was held in April at the D Street Community Center. Anthony Benalicia received the Rookie Firefighter of the Year Award, while Marcus Lillard received the Career Firefighter of the Year Award. Angie Durnetti, who has been in fire service for 18 years, also won the Officer of the Year Award. Captain Alan Davis also received the Volunteer Firefighter of the Year Award at the dinner as well. However, he would pass away shortly after the ceremony at his home in McKinleyville later that night. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This week for the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has been a busy one. They've had to discuss the first steps into repaying a $220 million debt to CalPERS, and they have also had to discuss alternatives regarding the county's five airports. Public Works Director Tom Mattson said on Thursday's talk shop that general aviation business is struggling across the country, and for a rural county that means more has to be done to facilitate the business. If the county were to lose one of its airports, Mattson said, the community would lose out.
The community will lose if any of them get shut down. You only have to go back to 1964 and the floods to look at how important the airports were to the community to bring supplies in as bases of operation. All the roads were out. There was no other way to get supplies into the county. When we look at fire protection, you know, CDF has taken over Garberville at times when there's been major fires in southern Humboldt and operated out of there. So they're very important to the community.
Mattson remained optimistic as a solution for funding seems to be on the horizon in 2017.
A simple solution is get more air service, but that seems to be a very difficult solution. But there is something on the horizon. Come 2017, the state will have to start spending all of its aviation fuel tax on airports. They've been diverting about $140 million a year, and the FAA has come down and said that money has to go to airports or we're going to take federal money away from California.
The board discussions around the airports comes after the grand jury faulted Mattson and the safety of the county's airports. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.